Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the world news. The headlines. India and Sri Lanka sign MOUs on upgradation of L-70 guns and defense cooperation. Colombo assures it will never allow its territory to be used against New Delhi. India condemns attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on Saudi Arabia, says strikes threaten freedom of navigation in Bab al-Mandeb Strait. US-Iran conflict escalates sharply, with both sides reporting fresh attacks on military targets and commercial shipping. And India end campaign at Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series with 15 medals comprising 4 gold in Ahmedabad. New Delhi and Colombo today exchanged memoranda of understanding on upgradation of L-70 guns for the Sri Lankan Air Force and cooperation between National Cadet Corps and National Defence Colleges of both the countries. The upgradation of these air defence guns will strengthen the air defence architecture of critical assets in Sri Lanka. The MOU on academic cooperation will facilitate knowledge sharing to further strengthen the academic bonds between them and formalize the NCC Youth Exchange Program between India and Sri Lanka. The pacts were signed in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and President of Sri Lanka Anura Kumara Dissanayake in Colombo. Both leaders virtually inaugurated 3 Bailey bridges constructed by the Indian Defence Forces. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for development of both nations while working jointly to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. During the meeting, President Dissanayake recalled his interactions with Prime Minister Modi and reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. Later, Mr. Singh also met Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya and exchanged views on several issues. Defence Minister Singh also addressed Sri Lanka's military leadership at the island nation's defence ministry in Colombo. Speaking on India-Sri Lanka maritime cooperation in the Indian Ocean region, Mr. Singh describing India as Sri Lanka's Vishwamitra, he said the two countries were well positioned to serve as the closest partners in safeguarding peace, security and stability across the Indian Ocean region.
It is this spirit of interdependence that shaped India's approach to Sri Lanka as a true Vishwamitra, a trusted global friend. For India and Sri Lanka, holistic maritime security and the mutual prosperity are two sides of the same coin. Together, India and Sri Lanka are well positioned to serve as the closest partners in safeguarding peace, security and stability across the Indian Ocean region.
The Defence Minister reached Colombo yesterday on a 3-day visit to Sri Lanka. India has condemned the reported Houthi attacks on Saudi sovereign territory, especially the targeting of civilian and economic facilities. In a response to a media query on the attacks in Saudi Arabia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that such attacks that undermine regional security and stability and threatened freedom of navigation in the Bab al-Mandeb were unacceptable. Yesterday, Saudi Arabia accused Iran-backed armed group Houthi in Yemen of a dangerous escalation after a series of attacks targeting the energy sector facilities and installations in the kingdom, leaving 73 people injured. The US-Iran conflict has sharply escalated, with both sides reporting attacks on military targets and commercial shipping. The latest incidents mark some of the most serious attacks on vessels since the conflict began, raising fresh concerns over the security of vital shipping routes and global energy supplies. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The US-Iran conflict has seen a sharp escalation since yesterday, with attacks reported on military targets as well as commercial shipping in and around the Persian Gulf. For perhaps the first time in this conflict, several ships have been hit directly in just a few hours. The US says it has destroyed 5 Iranian oil tankers following Iranian missile attacks on a US Navy ship. Iran has claimed that it attacked 2 US Navy ships and 8 oil tankers near the restricted zone around the Strait of Hormuz. The UK MTO has confirmed confirmed that several merchant vessels were hit by disabling fire during the overnight military activity. The escalation has also pushed oil prices higher. Brent crude has crossed $100 a barrel today, while WTI has moved above $95, raising concerns that prolonged disruption to shipping and energy supplies could put further pressure on the global economy. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Thailand's Interior Ministry has said that Indian tourists holding ordinary passports are exempted from visa requirements and permitted to stay in Thailand not exceeding 30 days. The exemption will be implemented with effect from the 15th of this month. The Indian Embassy in Thailand, in a social media post, said visitors must carry a valid passport with at least 6 months' validity from the date of arrival. It added that visitors are required to complete the Thailand digital arrival card within 72 hours before arrival through the official immigration website. Those transiting through Thailand should also carry all relevant documents and visas as required for their final destination. At least 14 people were killed and 11 others wounded in an explosion at a weapons warehouse in northwestern Syria today. The warehouse was used to store weapons and munitions left over from the country's uprising and civil war from 2011 until 2024. In Balochistan, two more people have been subjected to enforced disappearances by Pakistani forces, highlighting continued concerns over disappearances of Baloch people and the lack of information available to affected families. According to the Balochistan Post, Ali Baloch was allegedly detained by Pakistani forces in Mastung at around 3 a.m. on August 23. His whereabouts remain unknown. In a separate case, the family of Shakil Baloch said he was taken from his residence in Killi Goherabad in Quetta at approximately midnight on April 16. The family alleged that personnel associated with Pakistan's Inter-Service Intelligence, ISI, and Counter-Terrorism Department, CTD, were involved in his disappearance. India ended their campaign at Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad on a high note, winning a total of 15 medals, including 4 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. Double Paralympics medalist Harvinder Singh and reigning world champion and world number 1 Sheetal Devi led the charge as India signed off their campaign on a high, winning 2 gold and 4 bronze medals. We have a report.
World number 1 Sheetal Devi held her nerve in a dramatic shoot-off against Kazakhstan's Ezada Sidan to win the Para Compound Women's Individual Gold Medal, adding to her bronze in a compound mixed team event alongside Toman Kumar. In the Para Recover mixed team event, double Paralympic medalist Harvinder Singh teamed up with Bhavna to sweep past China's Liang Qurong and Xia Li to grab the gold. Bhavna later secured a bronze medal in the Para Recover women's individual category by defeating fellow Indian archer Rajashree Rathod. India collected 2 more bronze medals, with Sarita edging out China's Wang Huiting in a Para Compound women's individual event and Toman Kumar defeating Iraq's Abbas Kadim in the Para Compound men's individual playoff to pick up his second medal of the tournament. Aparna Khond, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In U.S. Open tennis, American Ben Shelton and 11th seed Francis Tiafoe have set up a semifinal clash in men's singles. 8th seed Shelton beat defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in a 5-set thriller 6-7, 6-1, 6-3, 1-6, 7-6 to enter the last four in New York today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Sri Lanka sign MOUs on upgradation of L-70 guns and defence cooperation. Colombo assures it will never allow its territory to be used against New Delhi. India condemns attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on Saudi Arabia, says strikes threaten freedom of navigation in Bab al-Mandeb Strait. US-Iran conflict escalates sharply, with both sides reporting fresh attacks on military targets and commercial shipping. And India end campaign at Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series with 15 medals comprising 4 gold in Ahmedabad. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.